Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
6:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. I'm broadcasting live from the Score in Chicago. And Jeremy back home in Baltimore, holding it down along with Joe. What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, man?
Not much.
That sounds very peppy today.
Who, me?
All of us.
I'm great. I'm fine. I love Chicago, by the way.
Yeah,
it's one of them cities, man. You can't complain about it either way. Nothing to complain about.
What'd you get into?
Great food places. I took your advice. I took your command. I went to get another steak. We'll get another steak then. Yeah. I did that. I said, all right. I went to Gibson's. Got me a steak yesterday before the game. And I understand this, and I put money aside for shopping, and I only spent that.
What'd
because
you get?
If not, you know what happens, Ed.
Yeah, I do.
You go all willy-nilly.
Are you like me? Yeah. Did you get a bunch of graphic tees and hoodies?
Not like you.
Oh.
Not right. Like you. I actually got a coat. I got Robbie a coat. I saw something that just said Robbie. So I got him one.
Oh, that's awesome.
I got some dress shirts and, you know, went to Nordstrom Rack.
There's a big one there.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
I spent about, put it this way, I'm not going to tell you what I spent. I spent a third of what those things normally cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So instead of 900 bucks, it's 300. It's like, it's, what?
It's, I love it. I love that place. I said, you know, that I was so glad that I said, this is all I'm spending in here.
I know you guys will remember this when my sister was dating some guy that sent me that discount for, what was it, Brooks Brothers?
Mm-hmm.
And I sent it to you guys, and you guys were so afraid to open it because you thought it was just going to be a naked guy.
Yeah.
That everybody ignored it. I was like, did you guys get in on that sale? He's like, hold on, that was real? It's
like, it wasn't
good old Barry Wood in that.
I'm going to give you one little tip to maybe put you over the edge. Paul Stewart is my favorite clothing store in America. It was a Manhattan place. I used to, you know, it's my go-to when I could afford it.
What's it
sales.
Called again?
Paul Stewart.
Paul yeah. Stewart.
There's one in Chicago on Michigan Avenue.
Chicago, yep.
You got to walk
Not
in
too
there.
Far from Nordstrom Rack.
Yeah. Yeah, it's right there. You got to walk in there. It's the nicest stuff you're going to ever see.
I already walked in. You know what I found also? Like one day, maybe 4 years ago, someone gave me a Peter Millar gift card. And it was like $200. I was like, oh, you know, let me go on the website and get something. And I ordered a pair of shoes, and I ended up still paying 40-something bucks. That tells you how much it is ordering Peter Millar stuff. But there's a Peter Millar store here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that much when you walk in there.
Well, the shirts aren't. Shoes are expensive.
But it's not as expensive as it is online. I literally pulled up the shoes online and looked at it in the shop, And it was almost $80 cheaper.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, what team does Paul Stewart and Peter Millar play for?
White Sox.
I think they just made these guys up. I don't think that's even a real place.
I'm like.
By the way, if they played for the White Sox, I don't think anybody would know.
I showed the lady the app and what it was. She said, "Oh yeah, it's more expensive on the app." Oh. She just told me that without even batting an eye. Like, man, she said, "You want the shoes?" I said, "No, I already have them. But I'm just letting you know I spent that much more for them." Yeah. but I thought, you know, well, by the time I go to the Chicago to buy it, I'm not saving anybody. So, nonetheless. But yeah, I love this place. The food, Chicago just done right.
It's a big city. It's one of the best cities in the country.
Yeah. I don't want to live here.
Well, the weather sucks. You'd hate it.
Yes.
I've been there in the winter. I've been there in the summer and the winter. But the winter is like, it's just like any other, it's cold, it's snowy, it's dark.
It's hoodie weather.
My first time here, no, it's not.
Bubble coat weather.
No, yes, it is.
That's hoodie weather for me.
My first time here was the winter. I came here for a Ravens game. I think it was 05. It was the game that Ray Lewis got hurt and just walked off the field. And it was cold, man. We were sitting high up in the stadium. I think we could high-five the pilot on the flyover. We were sitting high up there, man. And it was cold. That's all I remember, how cold it was. And I never wanted to come back here. Then I came back here with the Orioles two or three years ago, whatever the first year was we traveled.
You know,
in the summer. And it's just completely different then.
It kind of got me excited earlier when Rob said, "I took your advice," because then I thought he took a shot at Malort. But it seems like he just took the other advice to get something to eat.
I saw Malort. I did see it. I did.
When I was there for my buddy's bachelor party, we went to there's like a Malort restaurant where you can get like little handheld things or like almost like tapas, I think, and all different types of drinks with Malort in it. And they all taste terrible, terrible, just terrible.
So why do you want me to drink? I would never tell you, hey, I went to this restaurant, I had whatever. It was horrible. You should try it. I would never do that.
It's a Chicago tradition. That's all. When I went to Iceland, I had the Black Death. And that just tastes like damn caraway seeds. It tastes like you're eating rye bread, but it's strong. You know, it's like a strong alcohol.
Yeah, I like that flavor, though. Yeah.
A tourist coming to Baltimore going to Phillips is a tradition. Do you tell them to go? No, don't go there. It's not good crab cakes. I think that's a tourist tradition.
But that's not the same thing. There's nothing else you can compare Malort to.
My friend went to Vietnam and ate tarantulas.
The bartender... I told him, you said it was a Chicago tradition. You know what he said to me?
What?
Man, don't drink that crap. Stick with your bourbon.
Yeah, go ahead and drink some more Bullet, you loser.
What? What?
Don't you dare send back a shot of Malort. Which bar are you going to tonight? I might buy one.
Nowhere. I'm coming flying home after the game.
Which bar are you going to before the game? It's a noon game. We can get one in real quick.
See, I couldn't travel with Ed because we spend too much money. I couldn't travel with you because of things like that.
Yeah.
We got 10 minutes, Rob. We can have three drinks.
Yeah. I got in my spaceship too soon yesterday, and I finished watching the show Adolescence, the one that won all the Emmys. That little kid, episode 3 is just amazing. But I don't know what it is about English people. Like, they have some of the most interesting words that they use to try to torment people or make fun of you, because there was this kid, one kid gets hit by
a twib girl.
Huh?
You twib.
But the one kid, they were calling him, you nonce. But the one that really got me was, he goes, "You got plastered by a girl, you sausage." And I'm like, I said, did he just call him a sausage? And it felt really aggressive when he said it too. I was like, "I ain't no damn sausage. What does that even mean, man?" And I'm so high, I couldn't stop laughing. I'm like, "What the hell is a sausage? What are you talking about?"
He called him a sausage. Sausage?
And it would seem so offensive too. Like, "How dare you?" Like, "You don't call me a jive turkey." Did he call you a JT?
What was the name of the show we just got finished watching? The Scottish mob.
Oh, you're talking Irish about Mobland?
Mobland. They used some words in that too.
Yeah.
There's some very interesting insults in that too.
If I'm watching
I could watch that again, by the way.
It's really good. They're going to have a season two. It was a lot of nice twists in that one to kind of keep you entertained.
And they were Tom Hardy's worth watching.
Yeah.
And the show with the people from Texas.
Hunting Wives.
There's going to be a season two of that.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it had to be. When the brother got, at the end, the last episode, I'm not going to say anything, that last episode said, It has to be a season two. Yeah. You can't end it there.
Well, Malin Ackerman's got to go somewhere where she can get naked. I mean, that's all she did. It was like, hey, I'm at a party. Here's my tie. Let me take my top off. That's all it was in that show.
And what was your complaint?
I wasn't. I was just letting everybody know they should watch it.
I got a very interesting Clubhouse connection for you at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, the Ravens land in the top five of nearly every major power ranking list out of in the last 36 hours. The team ahead of them, the Eagles, the Bills, the Chargers, and the Packers. Are you thinking these Ravens are getting too much hype, or should they be ahead of some of these teams? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. On this hump day Wednesday, Chicago and in Baltimore. Now, the power rankings, this is that time of year where they come out and they don't make a whole lot of sense, Ed, to be quite honest with you. You see some of the teams that are ahead of the Baltimore Ravens, Eagles, the Bills, the Chargers, the Packers. You got any problem with any of that?
No, they're all 2-0. Ravens aren't.
Now, would you have a problem with someone saying, I look at this differently, I'm not just going by the record because it's two games?
Not at all, because the Bengals are 2-0 too, they're not in it.
Yeah, but I...
You know, and everyone in the L.A., yeah, in the L.A. West, in the AFC West is 2-0, except the... who is it?
Because...
Oh, not the AFC, the NFC West, I mean, except the Seahawks.
Yeah. And the, well, the Seahawks could have easily been 2-0.
Right.
I mean, it's funny how you,
I'm
like,
saying, it's, you know, so no. I mean, you know, the Cardinals aren't in there. The 49ers aren't in there.
But I'm just saying, like, I was thinking about this when the overnight guy was talking about the Buccaneers. And he's like, oh, my
Buccaneers
God.
Buccaneers are 2-0.
They're 2-0. They easily could be 0-2. Yeah. Like, their games came all the way down to the wire. Yes. And Baker Mayfield, without a left tackle, right tackle, two wide receivers, is still pulling off these games. So this isn't me, like, bashing the Bucs. They've been great. But it's what perception does to you, but after getting that
first
W.
win hurt the loss hurt the Ravens.
Yeah. Yep.
Because they just did not look like a, you know, a Super Bowl team, because you can't just let people march down the field like that. I don't give a rat's ass who it is at quarterback. You can't let that happen. I mean, that's why you get paid as a defensive player, to stop people like him. And they didn't. So, I mean, no, I'm fine with it.
Well, do we agree that right now, after 2 weeks, all records are created the same?
That's absolutely true.
I mean, the doing the Patriots are 1-1. That's not the same as the Ravens being 1-1. The Bengals are 2-0. It's not the same as the Bills being 2-0. All records right now are not the same.
Correct. I mean, I think we're all probably going to agree on it, but who's the best 0-2 team? It's got to be the Chiefs, right? Or at least you believe they're going to be because of history.
Assume.
I mean, this could be one of those years where it's like, yeah, we're nosediving. Pull up.
It's actually the only 0-2 team I think is any good.
Yeah.
The rest of them are just, I mean, you're talking about what, the Titans, Texans, I mean, Dolphins, no, Jets, no.
I think the Texans are okay. Their division, yeah, but it's
the
like
Giants, no.
Bears, Giants, Saints, Bears, Panthers. No.
Yeah. Rob, you weren't in the studio, obviously being in Chicago, but when Ken McCusick came in, I kind of agreed with what he said. He said, everybody's talking about all these other teams. I think we should keep our eye on the Chargers.
Absolutely.
They have looked ridiculously good in back-to-back road games against opponents that we think are, you know, well, I shouldn't say that. The Raiders game was tougher than what you thought it would
be.
The
Chiefs.
But they spanked them. And
But was it?
What?
Isn't that exactly what you expect from Raiders Chargers?
No, not divisional. For me, looking at the spot, like you just went all the way to Brazil, coming back, going on the road.
No, I expected it to be close. You didn't expect it to be close?
No, I expected it to be close, but yeah, I think most
that's
people
what you
didn't.
From them.
I think most people didn't. I mean, that's why the Chargers were favored on the road in most places above a field goal. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I agree with him. I agree with if you're agreeing with him as well. I think the Chargers. But we said that before the season started. I know.
Well, it my says prediction that before the West every was, season started. Yeah. So that's not fair.
I thought they would win the West and be in the playoffs along with the Broncos and the Chiefs, though. But I thought they would win the West. I think with the talent that they have, the quarterback they have, and ultimately, I think they have one of the best coaches in the National Football League.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, he's a really good coach. Shame he can't go back.
But I'm a Justin Herbert fan. You say, get what? Can't go back to college?
It's so ridiculous.
I'm a Justin Herbert fan. I think Jim Harbaugh is the guy that he needs for his career, mm-hmm. for us to finally get out of him. I think if we can get the true Justin Herbert, a lot of people will become Justin Herbert fans. I think the kid has so much talent, so much ability. And I think now he's finally with the right person to get all of it out of him.
Yeah, I mean, he's throwing to a kid named Ladd, another kid that was a failed first-round pick that's finally starting to figure it out in Quentin Johnson and the ghost of Keenan Allen. I mean, those are who he's throwing to. Mm-hmm. And we were expecting this big running game, which that hasn't even started yet for them. We haven't seen Hampton's been getting like 10 to 12 touches a game.
The defense is awesome.
It's really good. Yes, and that's where
very fast.
That might be the best defense in football when all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
Who's his receivers again?
Ladd McConkey,
Quentin Johnson, the kid out of TCU that was a failed first-round pick until he started to figure it out last year, and then you got the ghost of Keenan Allen.
Now, this is my problem. I saw the game, two games for the Chargers. Why is Keenan Allen wide open all the time? I mean, literally, every time they throw him the ball, there's no one around him. It's like, not even on a screen, there's no defender.
Well, I mean, I'll give you a couple reasons. First off, he might be the best route runner in all of football. He's definitely in the conversation, and we can have an argument if you want to go Davante Adams, if you want to
sit up there.
Like, if you watch Keenan Allen, it's football porn if you like wide receivers, because it's a thing of beauty, and a thing of beauty is a joy forever. My man John Keats said that, if you guys didn't know that. Anyway, the point is, when you look at what Keenan Allen's done, he's also, because of his ability to run routes, if you're not manning up and you're running a zone, he's going to destroy the zone, because he doesn't need that top-end speed. He needs to find the spot and sit in it. And being a vet, he's so good at those things. So I think he's going to play as long as he wants because he's still going to work out of the slot.
Yeah, he's bounced back from a lot of injuries. But I think the Chargers, I think the team that people better brace themselves for in the NFC, the Packers. I think the Packers are the real deal.
I do too.
I think Jordan Love has found himself. They've got arguably the best pass rusher, second best pass rusher, I should say, in the game, maybe third best. Well, that's still pretty good. He's enough to change the defense. This is a good football team over there. And I think they have one of the, again, going back to what I said about the Chargers, they've got one of the better coaches around as well.
Mm-hmm. No, they do. They do. And it's funny, everybody, you know, looks at Herbert, and they should. I mean, I think he's found himself, and I think, I'm sure Harbaugh's helped him. But that defense is really, really good. I mean, they're very fast. They're tough to throw on. I mean, I think they're going to be a real threat late in the season. I mean, they're a threat now, but you know what I mean. I think postseason, they're going to make some noise.
What team do you think is being overlooked right now, Jeremy?
It's kind of hard to say because, you know, when you I don't like the easy one to point to is you want to say the Chiefs because you expect them to bounce back, but they haven't looked good.
Colts.
I mean, I think the Colts are easy to point to because they won both of their home games and they beat teams that a lot of people didn't expect them to beat. Now we know Miami's trash.
Yeah.
Denver didn't look good week one against the Titans. They could have easily lost that game, so maybe they've taken a step back. But we got to see Indy on the road. But I was kind of surprised when I saw some power rankings that had them down at like 16th or 17th, and I'm going, really at 2-0? That's where you have them, in the middle of the pack? You can sit here and list other teams that are better than them that don't have any wins, or that many teams that are 1-1. So I think they're interesting. And the other team I'll point out is I really like what the Bucs are doing. It's two close wins, but now they finally get to go home for their home opener. Yeah. And they get the Jets this week, who are they're circling the toilet bowl already.
Yeah.
I think the
Cardinals are being overlooked.
I just don't buy into them. They beat the Saints and the Panthers.
I didn't hear what you said. Who?
Cardinals.
Cardinals. Yes. They've been overlooked.
They beat the Saints and the Panthers. And you might be right, because I think a lot of us were looking for that sleeper pick. We went with the Cardinals in the West. But, I was down on them, but I think the Rams are the best team in the West from an offensive and defensive standpoint.
Part of the reason why I picked them to win it is because of the schedule, though. I think the schedule is favorable for them to put together a really good year. Hmm. Let's go out to the phone lines. East Baltimore, Larry. What's up, Larry?
How you doing?
Good. Doing well.
Remember talking to you down the stage, brother?
I do. I met Larry from East Baltimore on the elevator.
Oh, cool.
Mm. How you doing?
Doing well.
Y'all talking about the power. I think the Chargers are overrated. I'm not worried about them. Cincinnati, they've done. Because the business Ravens are Aaron Rodgers washed up. It's the Ravens to lose. Only team for the rankings, only two teams I would put ahead of them is probably Buffalo and Philadelphia. Green Bay going to be a threat. I agree with you.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Detroit is no good.
No good.
Ravens are 5.5-point favorites on Monday night, and I think they should be.
Hey, Larry, thanks a lot for the call. 410-583-1057 is the number. Clubhouse connection at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, we're going to stick with the Ravens. When you look at the rest of the schedule, the Ravens schedule for the rest of the season, are their next two games the only real two challenges? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:32 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You know, we thought the Cleveland Browns game would be the proverbial trap game, and it was not. Ravens took care of them 41-17. Then you have the Lions and the Chiefs. And you look at the next over the schedule, are those the only two real challenges, Jeremy, for them until the end of the season, or do you find more challenges along the way right now? I know challenges always present themselves, but if you look at the head right now, are those the two biggest challenges?
Look, first off, you got to look at – I don't think you can overlook divisional games no matter what you say and how bad right. The division is, because we've seen crazy things. The Browns get up to play the Ravens in Cleveland. You saw them play them tough for a half. It doesn't mean that they couldn't be in a game. The rivalry with the Steelers, although I don't think the Steelers are very good. I think their defense, people are like, oh, it's got to bounce back. Nah, man, there's serious issues on that side of the ball. But I think for the most part, you're right. When you look at it, like the Vikings aren't scaring you. The Dolphins aren't. The Jets, the Browns, the Bengals at this point, even though it's a divisional game. And it is weird. You see them twice within a span of, I guess it's 4 weeks because of their bye. But mm-hmm. And then Patriots. until they see the Packers, nobody can touch them. So that's it.
They'll be favored in every game forward.
Yes.
Even in Kansas City, I believe, on the road.
The only one they may not be favored in is the Packers game.
Yep, and because that's in Green Bay. I agree with you. And that's the only reason.
They're so much better than every team they're playing. Like the Rams here, I think, is a tougher game after watching them now play two games. They kind of showed me something when Tennessee took the lead, and it was very easy to just kind of hang them up there, and then they end up beating them by two touchdowns. So, yeah, I think this is the stretch that you look at. And even the Texans, I think their defense, their run defense looked horrendous on Monday night. They were getting gashed by Bucky Irving.
Browns, in November, after the 30-year celebration with the Browns on the field, you can only imagine.
Yeah.
What it's going to be like in Cleveland when the Ravens go there. Oh, my goodness.
I think the Ravens should bring that 30-year celebration to Cleveland. Just have a banner on the sideline saying 30 years and, just rub it in their faces. Screw them. All the complaining and whining about it.
How could you? A lot of whining.
I mean, just like get over yourself.
I got some 30-year paraphernalia that I'm going to send those two hosts in Cleveland when I get back.
I get it. I get why people get upset, but I almost feel like it's. It's a little over the top to keep carrying on with this. It's like
you got a team back.
Yeah.
Listen, we all know that if the Ravens had come, if the Browns came here to be the Ravens and they sucked, Cleveland would be pointing, and Cleveland was great. They'd be pointing at us saying, making all types of jokes about it. If the Browns won two Super Bowls, the only reason why they're bitching about it is because they got the short end of the stick. They got an organization that absolutely stinks, and the Ravens, who were the Browns, who couldn't win anything in Cleveland, came here and won two.
Yeah. Well, and again, like, as we talk about this, injuries change everything, because before the Browning, before Burrow gets hurt, you probably would have circled at least the Cincinnati game in Cincinnati and said this one's tough.
Because of points. Yeah.
But again, I'm not overlooking any divisional games, but as far as the teams they play, they bad. I mean, who's the best out of that group when you take the Packers out of it? I mean, is it the Vikings? Is it the
Maybe
Bears?
The Rams.
Yeah, I mean, I do. That's fair. I overlooked them, even though I just brought them up. Like,
yeah, I think
about
the Rams.
It. The Rams are the best team they face, but they get them at home.
Yeah, I still think the Ravens are a level above, but that'd be the best team out of that group.
I think so too, Ed. I mean, they're just the upper echelon team in the regular season.
Yeah,
they are. I mean, I think you guys both, they're favored against the Lions. Can we think they'd be favored against the Chiefs in Kansas City?
Yes.
Okay.
I think they'd be like a 1.5-2 point favorite on the road there.
So there's a chance that the Ravens will not be underdogs until
Green Bay
after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
Look, that's how we keep talking about it. And I know people said, what do you mean they're the best team? They have statistically been the best team in football the last 3 years. And when you're looking at it from, I talk about all the times the algorithms that they use to put together the lines. And it's the best one you could possibly have. It takes everything into consideration, and it's showing you. And the Ravens are favored against what you deem to be good teams on the road. It's telling you a lot about this team and how good they should be.
You know what's funny? They lost their first game of the season by one, and the point differential is still plus 23.
Yeah.
After two games,
I think everything is going to get righted there. They're going to be a top three offense. And I mean, look, they've got an uphill battle right now where I thought they'd be a top three defense. But at some point, I think they're hovering around there.
Yeah, easily. They'll be fine. I'm not sweating that. Sweating the defense. I think the defense is going to be fine. The pass rush does scare me. But again, you're looking at the schedule. I think they'll be fine with that against the Lions. I don't know about the Chiefs. I think the Texans, they'll be fine against that. I think the Bears, the Dolphins. I think they go to Dolphins in prime time the day before Halloween. Halloween is the 31st, right?
Yep.
Every year. Okay.
I think they go, I can't remember whether it's the 30th or the 31st.
Hold on, let me check this year. Yeah, it's still.
Check. Check Christmas while you're at it. I think they go to Miami in prime time and absolutely destroy them.
Can they move that from prime time? Because nobody wants to see the Dolphins again.
Yeah, but everybody wants to see Lamar.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to see Lamar, man.
Oh, good. You'll get to see him for three quarters.
He's going home. See, that's the one thing about primetime. I mean, I agree with you. You have two suck teams. Nobody wants to see that. But if you have a mega star against any team,
well,
people are going to watch that.
This Thursday, the Bills hosting the Dolphins. Bills are like 11, 12.5-point favorites. It's ranging somewhere in there.
Who doesn't want to see Josh Allen?
Yeah. I mean, look. One of the best players in the league.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't? We said it before the season started. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, no one means more to their teams than those two players. No one. Yeah. I'm watching that game just because it's Josh Allen. I don't even cheer for him, but I got to watch him.
I'm watching that game because there's a line on it.
You got money on it.
There's a line on that game.
I heard someone say, it's an interview, I don't know how people can watch any sports without putting money on it.
That's stupid.
I'm glad you said that, because that's what I said.
Look, I'm a degenerate gambler, and that's stupid. Like, I've said this before. This is a terrible game to bet, but it's the game I want to watch the most this weekend when it comes down to teams playing. Yeah. Like, in the top 25 in college football, I want to see all those matchups. But does it mean I'm going to bet it? No. I may be on Southern Illinois getting the points on the road or something. You know what I mean? Like, you're trying to find the best spots to bet, but sometimes the best games to watch aren't great games to bet. It's just how it goes.
Let's go to Joseph in Baltimore. What's up, Joseph?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good. Right. Well, how are you?
I'm all right, man. Out here grinding as usual. So I just wanted to touch on the schedule thing. You know who the hardest team on our schedule actually is?
Who?
The Baltimore Ravens.
I knew you could say that.
So did I.
Because we constantly beat ourselves.
When?
And you said when?
Yeah.
We got enough time?
I mean, in Buffalo, like a week, 2 weeks ago, it happened.
I see your point. I see your point. But for a team that said that wins double digit games every year, I don't agree with constantly beat ourselves. I will agree with at times we do, but you can't be the number one seed 2 years ago. You can't be a team last year that went 12 and 5. That's not constantly beating yourselves. That's at times they beat themselves.
Let me rephrase. So I would say majority of our losses are because we beat ourselves.
I'll go with that.
And I think there's going to be one or two games on the schedule where, I mean, maybe the Rams or maybe I'd have to look at the schedule again. But, you know, some lower tier team that we're supposed to beat by double digits and we end up losing by a touchdown or a field goal.
Like the Raiders last year.
Because we have seven holding calls or an unnecessary roughness call, and it's just like, dude, come on, man. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, you're right about that, but thanks a lot, Joseph. But, guys, wouldn't you say also, I mean, we're frustrated by it because we cover this team, and in many instances we root for this team, but wouldn't you say that's the National Football League, though?
Yeah.
That's the NFL. That's why the phrase is any given Sunday. The Ravens don't do, I think in a regular season, them doing that is the NFL. Postseason, different story.
Yeah, sometimes you don't know who Roger wants to win a game. And, you know, when he issues the call down to the referees to change what's happening, you don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Clubhouse Connection at 7, World of Stupid at 7:15. But on the other side, there are a lot of people up in arms after Tom Brady is seen in the Raiders coaching booth on Monday Night Football. Some say it's a conflict of interest. Would you agree? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, I think in some ways, at some point, Tom Brady's going to become his own little type of Jerry Jones. And this is what I mean. Maybe not do some of the things that Jerry Jones does, but become that whole hands-on, I want to know everything, I want everything type of a guy like a Jerry Jones. Never do you see a guy who's part owner of a team also in the media, also have access to other teams. Now, from my understanding, he can't go to other facilities now. He has to Zoom because there's some teams that were a little bit concerned about it. But it's going to become, ultimately, Jeremy, a problem.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think you got to pick one or the other and what you're going to be. You know, like he's doing a ton now, too. And he's been thrust to the front of this as the number one guy for Fox, right? It's not CBS,
yeah,
it's Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Greg Olson took a back seat, and I think he's the best color analyst they have. But
I agree.
With all that being said, I mean, you know, being involved with the team, how much can you be involved in? How can you call games? Can you be, you know, when you're looking at a national game, there shouldn't be any homerism in how you call a game. But you can't tell me if you're a part owner in a team or you have some involvement with them that it doesn't tug at your heartstrings. We kind of understand, like if Greg Olson was calling a Panthers game and, you know, he gets a little bit more animated about the people he worked for, and you kind of get that. But at the same extent, I just think this is a bit much. Maybe it is much ado about nothing with him being in that, in what was it, the owner's box or whatever, or being there with the offensive coordinator. But I don't know, man. Because like when we get down to this, we're seeing guys putting their hands in so many different cookie jars and being entrepreneurs after football. I don't fault him for it. I just don't. It's, I don't know. I just don't feel like it looks right.
It's the NFL's fault, though. Yeah. He didn't violate any rules.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm not, like
it's not. It's again. You have to. You try. I mean, sometimes I get the same way. But when people are getting something other people don't get, like you can't blame them. You got to blame the entity, and it's the NFL in this case because not many broadcasters are owners. No other broadcaster, Tom Brady. I mean, there's nobody else like him. You know, in the broadcast world right now.
Well, if we stopped at that and said, well, that's the case for a lot of things. Just because it's right doesn't make it right. And because nobody else has done it, that's why it's not a rule for it. But now that we're here, we need to look at it and change the rule. Tom Brady is the ultimate competitor. Mm-hmm. We know that about his 20-year career. He's the ultimate competitor. So having said that and knowing that, then you have to create some kind of boundaries for him because, you know, almost to save him from himself. There's no way you're telling me that he's been part of some gates himself as a player where they circumvented the rules and they skirted the rules, so to speak. So he's done it as a player, not as an owner. There's no way you can tell me that there's not a little bit that makes you think, okay, at some point he's going to cross the line because he's the ultimate competitor.
Again, it doesn't matter. It's the NFL. You're right. All they have to do is today in New York, Park Avenue, stroke of the pen, new rules today. You can't do that. I mean, that's again, it's not him, though.
The NFL.
Yes, I know. I got it. But Goodell works for the owners. He's an owner, a minority owner, granted, but he's an owner. The other 31 owners should say, we don't like this, and then change it. They work for the owners.
They released a statement that said there are no policies that prohibit an owner from sitting in the coach's booth or wearing a headset during a game. Brady was sitting in the booth in his capacity as a limited partner. They kind of get into it a little bit more, basically saying there's certain electronic devices he's not allowed to use in the coaching booth. So if he was on his phone or other things, then you can get in trouble for that. But he did nothing wrong under the letter of the law.
They have created some rules for him already. Like as I said, again, he can't go to the facility.
Practice
like other
stuff, right?
Yeah, he has to do it via Zoom. So there are rules that they have already created for him. I think he presented another thing for them to look at the other night when he was in the coach's box. There's certain this is a situation you can't do it right now. You can't stop right now and say this is what we're going to do. New rules, new rules.
Why?
Because they're bigger things. They're probably bigger things for them to deal with.
This will take him 2 minutes. I can write this myself right now. I mean, it takes 2 seconds. I used to change rules all the time when I ran police departments. It would come to me. Well, you know, it has to be changed. Who signs that? Me. Okay, write it up. I'll sign it right now. That Goodell has the ultimate power. Sign something. Type up a sheet of paper. Says, you can't do this anymore. He signs it. That's a new rule. They should fix it if it's a complaint. And the other owners should say something.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's so much gray area here when it comes down to it. And again, are they going to keep monitoring him to make sure he's not on his phone? And what if he's just on his phone answering a text message? It's not allowed. And it's just, this is the minutia of everything. I don't think they're cheating. I don't think anything's going on wrong. I just, for some reason, it feels like it's a bad look.
It's a horrible look. And it creates the opportunities to cheat.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I'm not saying he's cheating either. I don't know. But it creates the opportunity to do so. So that's why you should say, hey, we can't do this.
I don't know that he's cheated since he left the Patriots.
He definitely didn't cheat as a Buccaneer. No, Jose, don't do that.
And again, that's, you're talking about a man who's has some history of being a part of things like that. Whether he orchestrated it or not, I don't care. He has a history of being in the midst of some shady situations. Let's not, you know, rewrite history on that. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. World is Stupid at 715. But on the other side, Clubhouse Connections on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly, you know, what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.